Now over to John S. Doyle for what it says in Thursday's papers.
"This is not justice," says the lead headline on the Irish Sun. "It should have been murder charge," says the Irish Daily Mirror headline. "Now rot in jail," says the Irish Daily Star. "No justice," says the Irish Examiner. The headlines are taken from the comments of the family of Kia McCann after a man was jailed for 7 years for dangerous driving, killing her and her friend Dilawa Mohammed in July 2023. Monaghan Circuit Criminal Court heard that Anthony McGinn, aged 51, a friend of the McCann family, was driving the two girls to their Debs ball, and that he ignored the pleas of two frightened young passengers, Dilawa's sister and a young man, to desist from speeding as he drove at 151 kilometres per hour in an 80 kilometre per hour zone. The car crashed into a tree and Kia and Dilawa were killed. The headline over the Irish Times front page photograph of Kia's mother, Teresa McCann, quotes her as saying, "My child's life is gone and never coming back." The Times leads with a report on the terrace of five Victorian cottages by the Grand Canal in Dublin, which partially collapsed on Monday morning, narrowly missing a cyclist and a pedestrian who was walking with a dog. The cottages close to Ranelagh Road had become heavily overgrown with moss and ivy and had been on Dublin City Council's derelict site register since June 2023. Olivia Kelly reports that the Construction Industry Federation, which owns the terrace of cottages, has failed to pay more than €140,000 in derelict site levies, despite being in line for a €23 million windfall from the sale of the surrounding site. She notes that the derelict site was until recently covered by a banner advertising the Federation's construction safety campaign. The competition watchdog is carrying out an investigation into the bookmaking industry. That's according to the lead story in the Irish Independent. Ellen Coyne writes that part of the probe by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission is understood to relate to possible price fixing. The Irish Daily Mail reports that the Taoiseach has sharply criticised local authorities for seeking up to €60,000 to prepare vacant homes to be re-let as the country grapples with the housing crisis. More housing in The Examiner. In an analysis piece, Theo MacDonald recalls that in 1966, Ireland introduced a scheme allowing council tenants to purchase their homes. By the early 1970s, home ownership had surged to 68%. Two-thirds of council homes became private without being replaced. And by the 1980s, he says, local authorities were disempowered. Fianna Fáil gutted housing budgets, abolished grants and left councils without the means to build. If the housing crisis is to be ameliorated, policymakers must restore local councils as central players in housing provision, says MacDonald. There are similar sentiments expressed in The Times by Lorcan Sir, a lecturer in housing at TU Dublin. He says that local authorities need to return to doing what they did well, even in the harshest of times, build houses. In papal news, The Independent reports that a week after being elected, Pope Leo XIV has already written to an Irish priest and sent his greetings to the people of a South Dublin parish. The parish is Ballyboden, which is looked after by the Augustinian order, to which parish priest Father Noel Heshen, as well as the Pope, belongs. Following Cardinal Prevost's election, Father Heshen sent him an email congratulating him and reminding him that when he, Father Heshen, was in Rome at an Augustinian conference, the future pontiff had driven him to the airport. He said the Pope has been to Ballyboden several times and he had always found him very friendly. As Sarah MacDonald reports, the Pope emailed back to Father Heshen, thanking him for his message and sending his greetings to Ballyboden parishioners. He said, "I won't be able to drive you to the airport anymore. I'm sure you'll understand."
It's quite the boast, isn't it? John S. Doyle there, 10 minutes past 8 and after the break. What hope for Ukraine peace talks taking place in Turkey?